that we will begin with, we'll invite Commissioner Magnuson and Sheriff Story.
And Commissioner Jabbar.
And Commissioner Jabbar. All three of you, welcome. Commissioner, forgive me for leaving your name out of the list. And the statement will go on your part as well. We'd invite you, please, to come to the podium. And
you want us to come together?
I do.
I think what we'd like to do is, before we even start on this, I think there's just a real number of people that need to be recognized in this. First of all, I'd like to thank the governor. I'd like to thank this committee. Senator Diamond, you've been very supportive in our work. I've spoken with a number of the rest of you, and I think you've all been very clear. You wanted the day to come that we could try and work together. I should have been quoted in the Bangor Daily News this morning, if they got it right, that we all want the same thing. We just have different ways of getting there. I think the last week or so, we've managed to find a common path to get to that, to where we want to be. And I'm really pleased to sit here before you today, having worked over some of the weekend and a few long days with Commissioner Magnuson, with members of the governor's cabinet. But I also think a lot of credit has to go to the folks behind me from the counties as well, who every day made it to a conference call. They walked away from what they were doing over the weekend. We sat down. We had some long, hard discussions. And we came to where we are today, which is in front of you with a joint proposal that we all feel comfortable with, that everybody comes out whole, and that ultimately the people of the state of Maine become winners in this. After spending that hour on the phone, or hour and a half on the phone Saturday night with commissioners, and then probably another hour with others and Commissioner Magnuson, my wife came upstairs and said, "Well, I hope this was all worth it. You've had the dogs penned up, the kids thrown in the other room, everything's been turned off around here so you could have quiet." And I said, "I think it is worth it. I think today we may have forged a new direction for corrections in the state of Maine." And so, having said all that, I'm proud to sit before you side by side with Commissioner Magnuson, Commissioner Jabbar, and present to you today where we have arrived. Commissioner, you anything to add before we go into that? Or?
No.
And briefly, before we get into some of the overview of this, that first of all, I would like to recognize the governor, because he had the courage and leadership to bring this forward, and he knew it was going to be a very tough issue and a very sensitive issue. And I'd like to personally thank him for the guidance that he gave me during this process on a day-to-day basis and over weekends and nights, and always taking my calls. Secondly, I would really like to thank this committee and a lot of almost all of you, because if you hadn't made it very clear that we better get back together and that we need to work together, and your continual urging to do that, I'm not sure we would have been here. So, and we also realize that whatever we come up with, it's going to have a full review from this committee, and we welcome that, because we think that review can make it better. I'd like to thank Representative Jozowski for all his guidance and work during this process that we've had, and we all appreciate what Senator Diamond did, because he gave a message for this committee that by going to every jail, that this was very serious, and that said that this committee was going to take it serious, and I know both of us in the state and the counties appreciated that. Also, I would just like to just say how much I appreciate working with Scott, Commissioner Jabbar, Sheriff Dion, Bob Carlson, Cheryl Gallant, Marie Van Ostrom, who was the consultant for the counties that did some incredible work. The work that we've done, I think this group that I worked with was one of the most exceptional groups that I've worked with, coming together. And when people want to get things done, they all showed that we could do it. And I hope we can continue, as we need to go forward, and we need a lot more defining of where we are, that we continue to work with this group. And I also want to recognize all the county people, because then this group went back to all the counties and worked with this. And if it wasn't for all the counties being there every time, there was the conference call and everything else, that and having input and then coming back to us and us being ready to listen and work, we couldn't have done it. And I also very much want to recognize some of the people on the state, Denise Lord, Ralph Nichols, as far as my staff, Kyle Black from the governor's office, Martha Freeman, Becky Weick, those staff, my staff, have, you know, they miss part of holidays. They've been working every weekend trying to put this together, and I don't believe we could have ever got where we are but for the very hard work that they did. So this is a combination of an awful lot of people coming together and really trying to make it better. And I think that there's an opportunity with this compromise plan to do some of the best things for this state as far as corrections that we've ever had an opportunity to do. I really believe that. As Scott has said, we've really taken the best of both plans and added some other really good things onto it, and we've done away with some of the weaknesses of either plan. And the combination, I think, gives us all an exceptional opportunity to move forward. And again, we realize that we're not at a point where we've dotted every I, crossed every T, and we have to do a lot of work with this committee, and we've got a lot of hard work ahead of us. But I think we've all got a real opportunity here to really do some exceptional things.
I guess I, too, would like to thank the governor for putting this forward, as well as the committee. And I think where we've come in the last 3 to 4 months, the counties have amazingly gotten together behind this plan and behind the concept that we had to work together to change the way correction systems are delivered across the state of Maine. And for the first time, and I have been around counties a long time, for the first time to see the unity of the counties. And certainly we don't all agree, but we all agree with the concept that things have to change. And I believe it was Thursday or Friday, we had representatives from all 16 counties involved with a conference call, which is a first for me, to have everyone there. And they all realized the seriousness of the issue in front of us, and I think they realized it because of the sentiment put out by this committee that it was not going to be business as usual any longer and something had to be done. I think the state realized that, the counties realized that, and as a result of a lot of hard work from Commissioner Magnuson, the governor's staff, and the counties as well, we've made big strides in that direction, and I think we'll continue to do so, and I think together with this committee, we'll come forward with a plan that will work for the state and will work for the counties.